Here's New York Congressman Joe Morelli reacting to Schumer's comments.
I think they're going to rue the day they make this decision. I think this just gives, you know, license to the Republicans to continue to dismantle the government. They now have the acquiescence of Senate Democrats.
Members told me they were calling and texting their senators, imploring them not to vote alongside Schumer. So a lot of frustration and anger among House Democrats.
And Barbara, what's the implication of this rift among Democrats at a time when, after all, Republicans control the House, the Senate, and the White House?
House Democrats felt that they finally had some momentum, you know, as the opposition party. The vote over the shutdown was a rare and big piece of leverage for them. To have unity in the House and then have the Senate Democrats shift course at this late stage is a breakdown in strategy. And New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said that it has implications, in her view, far beyond this one vote.
There will be a day where the Senate will need the House to move on something. And if there is an erosion of trust and a breach of trust, such as what is being considered right now, it will make cooperation difficult.
After the vote, she posted that the Democratic votes in the Senate were a, quote, fear-based, inexplicable abdication, and that the Senate owns what happens next. You know, I talked to Democratic strategists about this yesterday, and they said that Senate leadership really misread what constituents want, for Democrats to hold the line, even if it means a shutdown. There's concern that this emboldens the GOP, makes it harder for Democrats to present a unified message. Now, Congress is on recess next week. I expect Democrats will be getting an earful from constituents.